So take a breath and just come on down into all of your body, into the chair. Close your eyes. And just let yourself settle for a moment. And notice as you inhale and exhale, that soft rising of your chest. And falling as you exhale. And it brings your attention to the area of your heart, right around where you're breathing. And your breath is soft and expansive. And let yourself breathe in the feeling of peace. And breathe out the feeling of love. And how that just permeates your whole being, because your breath is alive and that peace is alive inside of you and love is alive inside of you. And it fills the room as we each inhale and exhale. And that invisible love, that invisible peace, is palpable. It surrounds us. It entangles us in a field, something that we share, something that Kryon shares with us and the entourage as they bring in the love. So let yourself just sink back into the arms of that love. And as you receive the message from Kryon, feel the energy of the message that underlies the words. And let it become a part of your breathing in and breathing out.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. So many times we've said this before. If you remain in the box of belief that you were born in, the one that has served you so well to survive in all your life, the one that worked, if you stay there, this is still the man in the chair pretending. And that's the way it's designed. Now listen, it is one of the only attributes on the planet that requires the belief of consciousness within a human to expose something that heretofore was invisible. And it's not with your eyes, it's with that which is the trilogy of your heart, your brain, your pineal, that senses something that is real and is different. I want you to think about this for a minute. We've used the metaphor before. There you are, sitting in the box of consciousness, the survival box. It works. First question when you see this is, it's a fake. Second question, why should I do this? I'll simply endure it until it's over. And while you're doing that, and those are your thoughts, there's an entourage, a soup of spiritual entities. If you want to call them singular, go ahead. They're not. That look at you, that are around you, that someday physics will actually allow you to see. There'll be a field filled with love and caring, with synchronicity, with plans and help. and they swirl around you in your empty box. And you sit there all by yourself and you have it all figured out. Your empty box has served you. It is your survival box. Don't touch my box. It's working for me. And I'll tell you this, dear ones, and this is real. And it's important you understand the love of God that is compassionate for you. If that's all you do all your life, there is no judgment. But what is swirling around you is purpose and enhancement, a longer life, a reason for being, joy as you walk from A to B. As you walk out of the bedroom every morning, you smile. It's not the start of another mundane day. It's the start of the rest of your life in a celebration of who you are. And most don't have it. How do you like your empty box so far? It has served you because you've survived, because you're strong. And most of the earth walks around in that way. And they'll do it even if they say they're religious. Because they have to, even to survive in the religious system, where judgment is the way of it. You got to create a box then that suits the doctrine, but it's still an empty one. You with you, trying to survive whatever you were told. And the principle we give is the principle we always give, that some of you have understood and realized, but not completely. I'm going to channel more about this tonight. When you start to expand the box, or gasp, destroy the box, is when things start to happen. And then you let us in. Did you notice something that has to happen? Your free choice must decide that you're done with the old survival. Take a deep breath, get out of the box, and instead of destruction, there's going to be enhancement of who you are. Because then you will start to sense the love that God has for you. Whatever you call God, Spirit, there is a creative source. It's the closest word you got for that which is everywhere in the universe, in the galaxy, right here with you. It's so big, and yet it knows your name. You call it an it because you haven't got a word. You don't have a non-singular word. This is how structured you are. The very concept of the energy that is around you is not available in any language on the planet. If you call it energy, don't do it. It's love. It has a face. It's a big face. And in that face, if you looked at it really carefully, you're part of it. Your face is there. It's not the face you have on earth, it's the soul face. The collective creative source includes your consciousness. You are part of God. Do you know what happens when you break down that box? You don't gain some kind of a parental helper. You expand you. You get to see right away the handshake between the creative source and who you are. And then you start to realize you do create your own reality. You do have an influence around you. There have been detractors and those intellectuals who will say, it's ridiculous to think that every single human on earth could create their own reality. Because everybody would then steamroll over everyone else. And this is where we come in and say, this is your three-dimensional perception of what we're talking about. Again, steamroll. You figure it's about force. It's about putting yourself over others, and it isn't. It's about a collective puzzle that coalesces beautifully because everybody's involved. Do you know what happens if everyone dropped their box? And the answer would be peace on earth. You fit into a bigger puzzle. You don't steamroll over anyone. You wait for things to happen around you that are purposeful and beautiful and fit into a plan. And you can't see it immediately. It might even be frightening or scary or sorrowful. Until then you realize, oh my goodness, oh my. I see where it's going. I never knew how good it would be. Thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit. We know you, where you've been, what you've done. There's an entourage waiting always to be invited in. And when you're at a place to make that invitation stand by, you're going to meet yourself. You're not going to meet a parent in the sky. This is different. Tonight I'm going to give you a channeling that shows you some things in the way humanity has gone that perhaps you didn't think of before. I'm going to call it listening to the voice of Spirit. How we speak to humanity and how you listen. These things are changing. It is the reason I am here. Now, I'm going to close now. And here's the question. As you sit there, listening in your home or in this room, as you sit there, be honest. What do you think? Real? Well, not real. If you crossed your arms and said, show me, you're still in your box. If instead you have opened the box and said, dear Spirit, show me what it is I need to know, I am willing to step out of it, then you felt the love of God today. You know there's something there. Where are you? Are you in the empty box? How you doing? Are you surviving just fine? Or is there more? And I'm here to tell you, this is real. And many of you feel this. My partner has stepped aside completely. He is not speaking these words. He does not know what is going to happen when he sits down. He has not got a planned message. He has no idea. All he feels is the love. We put him into a very, very beautiful place. How real is this to you? Could it be that everything you're hearing right now is from a very loving place that knows your name and cares for you and is inviting you to be more part of this new energy and get going, light worker, old soul? You've been here a long time and you know it. This is not the first time around for you, any of you. You think it's an accident you were born at this time or who you are? Or what you might be able to do just by showing your gentleness and kindness to others? Not by giving them a crayon book? By becoming the master that you are in how you behave and treat others? That's mastery. It changes the planet, believe me. And the ones who will see it first are your kids. And then they will start emulating. Long after you're gone, they will emulate you, and you will live on in them because of it. Think of this. I'll be back. And so it is.